Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to have Jamie Pritchard here with Downtown Stratford BIA with lots of events happening. Jamie, good to see you.
Great to see you, Jamie, as always.
Jamie, it's Friday today, so a week from Friday, we've got more special events happening.
We've got our Car Free Fridays happening.
Nice. So how does Car Free Fridays work? I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory in the title, but how does it work?
Well, we're encouraging people to leave their cars at home and take some form of active transportation. Be it walk, bring your bike downtown to work, take a bus, even carpool. If we got to bring one car down with four people in it, it's better than four cars coming down.
Exactly. So it's a great idea, Car Free Friday. And this is one of many that's coming up. So the first one is June 7th.
That's correct. This one at June 7th is held at KBD Law at 14 Airy Street, right on the corner of Erie and Ontario. They are the host sponsors for this one. They're fixing us up with some coffee from Revel. So we'll have some great coffee, probably some juices. Joel Curtis from Totally Spoked is going to join us. He's going to be there doing some minor tune-ups on bikes.
Oh, nice.
Giving you some expert advice if you want to ask some questions. Constable Darren Fisher is going to be with us doing his 529 bike registrations, which is awesome if you ever had your bike stolen.
Yeah. That project 529 is a great thing.
Yep. And we're going to have Mike Mosley, the transit manager from the city, coming to talk about buses and things that he's doing. He's got some great things to talk about, the electrifying of the buses and things like that, which is a project that's on the horizon.
Yeah.
So it should be a great time.
And that's Car Free Friday with Downtown Stratford BIA. Of course, we'll share all the details available for you on our socials. This one, the event sponsor for the Friday, June 7th one, is KDB Law. And these have been a great idea, these Car Free Fridays, especially when there's coffee involved.
Absolutely. You put the word free coffee out and everybody's there. And I'd like to say that we won an environmental award from the city for putting these on.
Right. Yes, exactly. It's a great initiative and a great idea. And it'd be nice for it to even catch on in more municipalities.
I mean, we want to get people out and being active for a few reasons. One, it's great for your health. And two, it's great for the environment. The amount of pollutants that get put into the air and how damaging they are from all of the cars. If we can just cut down a few cars every day.
Yeah, just cut down a few cars, you know, or just in terms of any, you know, congestion. But that's the beauty of downtown Stratford. When you arrive, everything is right there within walking distance, which doesn't happen in a lot of other municipalities.
We have one of the most walkable downtowns of any municipality.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Car Free Friday again with a Downtown Stratford BIA. Just one of many great events coming up. We're into the dog days of summer, I guess you could officially say, in downtown Stratford.
Gotta say, who let the dogs out?
Very good, Jamie. A musical reference from Jamie. Incredible. Now, it's dog days of summer in Stratford, but we're having a big event that's coming up for the month of June.
Absolutely. It's June 20th from 4 to 6 in Market Square. We're going to have the centerpiece is going to be the dog show. We'll have free loot bags for the first 50 dogs registered. And in the dog show, some fun things, just not a serious one, just to have some fun. Best trick, the smiliest dog, the best dressed, the old timer, the youngest, the best look-alike with the owner, and the waggiest tail.
Oh, that's great. What great categories. That's
yes.
A lot of fun.
We're also going to launch our new Snafari map.
Okay, what's this about here?
The Snafari is going to be a map of different things that you can come and do, dogs would like to do, where the pet shops are, where some of the great things are. It'll have a link to our website that shows all of the dogs welcome businesses that are downtown, because many of them have the little stickers in the window saying welcome. A lot of the patios, you can bring your dogs on the patios, which is especially great for travelers coming to our city. People love to travel with their dogs, and they can bring them with them downtown.
Yeah, and you've noticed certainly a difference with downtown Stratford becoming much more dog friendly. It's made quite a difference.
You can say it's gone to the dogs.
I'm just trying to think of another musical dog reference, but in the meantime, we have the dog show. So the dog show will be taking place right downtown, sort of thing?
That's correct, right in Market Square. We're going to have the Humane Society out there, and we're going to have a few little games, a couple games to play. And what we're going to ask is donations of canned food for cats or dogs.
Nice.
To play the game. So bring something down to share with the dogs that definitely need it. And it's going to be a great time. Summer Cruiser's coming too.
Summer Cruiser's going to be there. Awesome. So this is for June 20th from 4 till 6 p.m. So it's sort of late into the afternoon, into the evening. Second annual dog show. And it's going to be a memorable one.
I'd like to thank our gold sponsors if I can.
Sure, absolutely.
Positive Difference Professional Pet Care, Connection Chiropractic, and of course, the Barkery.
There you go. So we'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com, chatting with Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA. And Jamie, just before we let you go, this is National Accessibility Week in terms of involving the city of Stratford. From your perspective, how are we doing with Downtown Stratford?
There are many, many businesses that have worked very hard to get there. There's a lot that are working on it. And, you know, they just need a little bit of help. I think that people have to realize that it doesn't always take major things to make things easier. I mean, it can be as simple as getting a doorbell with a sign, you know, asking for assistance that someone can come and help you with the door and get in. A lot of our heritage buildings have some challenges with what you can do to them. But, you know, there's stopgap ramps. There's many different avenues of small things that they can do, albeit temporary, but they can make a big difference in the life of someone like me who travels in a scooter.
Mm-hmm. And for you traveling in downtown Stratford, it is getting better. And I'm thinking back years ago when you talk about the difficulties with heritage buildings trying to adapt to something like this. It has gotten a lot better over the past several years.
Oh, absolutely. It's more and more businesses are being more aware of it. And I think they're realizing that it's a shopability thing. And it would be great to get on one of the lists that show Stratford is one of the most accessible cities in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about once you arrive in downtown Stratford, be it whatever mode of transportation is taking you there, things are all close by. And obviously weather and winter can be a challenge. But in terms of summertime, for general accessibility, everything's right there.
Absolutely. Out in Market Square, we've got some accessible picnic tables, and they're absolutely wonderful to be able to use.
In the meantime, it is great events happening, including Car Free Fridays. We have the dog show coming up June 20th and so much more. Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA with all of the information. Jamie, anything else that folks need to know, or just we'll see you out for these events?
Come on downtown and have a visit.
Jamie Pritchard. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you.